Dressler, Jeff Olson, Credit Union Association of South of the Dakotas.
Of the Dakotas.
South and North.
North and South Dakota. Yeah, we're 10 years old this year.
Congratulations.
As a combined association.
Right on.
Yes, we merged in 2007. So
that's
happy
cool.
Happy birthday to us.
Yeah. Give yourself a pat on the back for
all
that.
All right.
Yeah. Yay. Well done. So. Hey, so what are you guys, the show, we're kind of halfway through, we're more than halfway through the first day. What have you guys been hearing in the hallways here? What are your goals? What are your expectations for this show?
Well, it's interesting because the people come to the Government Affairs Conference with pretty good high expectations and really gearing up for those Hill visits. And so we kind of use the first couple days to really get the information in, absorb it, and then go unleash the hounds, so to speak, up at the Capitol Hill.
Like
so we're positive about things. We think there's some great opportunities for credit unions moving forward, and especially in the Dakotas. We have two senators, one in South Dakota, Senator Rounds, that's on the Senate Banking Committee. So, and then we also have Senator Heitkamp, a Democrat, that's on the Senate Banking Committee from North Dakota. So we feel like we have a little bit of clout here, and we look forward to those meetings.
Good job. Yeah. And you're like a fairly new CEO, leader of this association.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be coming in here in this position?
Well, it is a little different role for me. I've been in the advocacy side, coming to the Government Affairs Conference since 2009. So it's a little bit different. We have about 50 members here. And so there is. We want to make sure they have a great experience. So it's really kind of taking care of them and making sure they know where they're going. I've been coming to D.C. since the mid-90s, so I know my way around pretty well. And I just want to make sure that everybody's okay and they feel safe. And you really have a great experience.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Katie, what are you looking for here at the show, and what do you want to get out of it? What do you want to take back?
This is my third year here, actually, at the GAC. My first year as a crasher, and that was a really good experience.
Okay. Right on.
And that was really great. And now in my position, I've been in my position for over a year now, so it's great. Just I know where people are going, and I kind of know what's going on, and I just want to keep continually taking back new ideas and making those connections, and it's been really fun. I went through DE training, and so I'm really excited to go to the Herb Wagner dinner this evening and get to see a lot of those people that I know there as well. And we're out here also just promoting CU Social Good and the impact that credit unions can have and what the Dakotas can bring to the table, I guess.
You know, it's really cool to see the Crasher program working,
know,
and working
great
for you and so many other people out there.
Yeah.
So
Katie's
cool.
Actually incorporated that in our state level for our annual meeting, and we kicked it off last year. We brought James out to the Dakotas and did a great job, and so she's going to take it over and just run with it in the Dakotas for us.
Good.
So,
yeah. We need to
very
get younger.
Excited.
This industry needs to get younger, and you're a big part of that, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk social impact.
All right.
Our kind of original mission here. Where do we want to go with this?
Well, we're really excited about CU Social Good and where it's going and what it's doing for the industry. Just a little bit of history about that, Mike. CU Social Good started in 2013 when, in South Dakota, we were in a tax battle. The banks in South Dakota didn't like us. They went to all their community leaders, their city commissions, or county commissions, or school boards, asking them to pass a resolution that would tax credit unions. And on top of that, they bragged about how good they were in giving money back to their communities. And we said, we do it all the time. We just didn't brag about it. We weren't very good about telling that story. So my predecessor, Robbie Thompson, he started CU Social Good. He came back to the staff and said, we got a chink in the armor here. He challenged our staff to come up with this site. And it was just for our own purposes, because the South Dakota banks, if you went to their website, it was just splashed with community good stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we had to keep up with them. And so we started CU Social Good. That was the launch of it, and it just kind of took off. So it was the first social impact site, and today we're happy to say it's the only one.
It's quite large.
And we've actually revamped it. We rebuilt the site. We took more ownership of the site. We partnered with CUNA. CUNA had Unite for Good, and we brought the two together. So CUNA is a big supporter of the site. And so we're going global with this. So I'm going to turn it over to Katie. She was very involved in the rebuild and what the site's done and how many people are really using it. And then we'll talk about what we're going to do going forward.
Okay.
So
Katie, the floor is yours.
Awesome. So I guess like Jeff said, we started that as an initiative to really get credit unions and get the message of credit unions out there. And that's essentially what CU Social Good is. As credit unions, we're very humble in what we do, and we don't like to brag what we do for our people. But the essential reason why credit unions were made was people helping people.
Exactly.
And there's so many wonderful things that credit unions do. So with CU Social Good and the new rebuild, there's new features on our website with sharing stories, and there's quick, easy ways that you can just really, with one click, get the message out there. And CU Social Good has really grown organically. There hasn't been a lot of advertising with it and a lot of promoting it. And since 2013, we've grown to have over 5,000 stories posted on the website. There's been posts from every state, including Canada. And now, like Jeff said, we're just hoping to push that and really go globally with that and just continually promote that and promote the good news that credit unions do.
You should talk to Brian Branch at the World Council of Credit Unions.
We are. We're working on that, and hopefully we're going to be in Vienna. We'll see. That would be awesome. But, you know, Kat Cole this morning talked about it. You know, we really got to tell our story. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what this is. And a few years ago, we had Simon Sinek at our ACUC conference, and he said, why? Why are we in this? Why are we doing this? So the question is, we got to tell our story, and why are we here? And CU Social Good takes that. And what we want to do is, now that we have this site, it's rebuilt, and we have a credible source. So we're actually going to build on the backside of that. So when credit unions create their profile and they're adding information about what they're doing in their community and the social impact they have in their communities, they can actually go in and pull a report. So this credit union gave so much money to the hospital. This credit union gave so much money to the Humane Society, and there's different little categories they can pull this information out. And then the leagues can go in and pull it, and they can use that as an awareness thing or as an advocacy tool. And then CUNA or national folks can go in, and then you have a credible source that quotes the information, what we're doing as a whole, as an industry. That's the key thing. And what we need to do is, we have these t-shirts, the crashers, hopefully we'll be wearing t-shirts like I have. Now we need to go viral with it. So we have the website, now we need to go social media.
Okay.
And once people start liking and sharing that, then we're just gonna go crazy.
Right on.
Then it just grows. You know how the social media goes. Oh, yeah. So we've got the Facebook site, we've got the Twitter site, who knows where we're gonna go from there, but once people start...
Snapchat, come on.
Absolutely, eventually. Instagram, and once that thing goes viral, there's no stopping it. Mm-hmm. So, but we brought that for you.
Oh, wow, thank you so much.
And if it's not the right size, we'll...
That's okay. I'll lift some weights and get into it. Yeah. A couple of steroids, get me right into this thing.
I'm trying to shrink, but you...
Thank you very much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for having us.
Very cool. Yeah, I've been a fan of CU Social Good since day one.
Yes.
And I remember interviewing Bobby when the first
appreciate
came
that.
Out. And
it was great vision. And
tweet the stuff out every time you guys send it to me, so yeah. So
we still stay in contact with Robbie. He's a good friend and did a lot of good things for us in the Dakotas. And, that was his vision, that this would be the social impact site on the web. And so we're just taking it one step further with CUNA's help and maybe some corporate sponsorships. We're kind of waving the flag or carrying the flag here, and so we're gonna go out to some people and see if we can get some help and get this thing out there.
I don't see why.
Whether it's the foundation or Woku or some of our other friends.
And Katie, anything else to add here?
We actually spoke with the Crashers yesterday. I don't know if Jeff mentioned that or not. We actually spoke with them yesterday and just really tried to push home the point of CU Social Good there as well, and just starting
from... Our Facebook site lit up.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Starting from wherever we can, just promoting that and telling those young people who are so passionate about the credit union industry and getting them into CU Social Good and telling them, here's your opportunity to find new ideas to help people in your communities. Yep. Go on CU Social Good, look what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. Bring that home to your own state and then share it and continually promote that.
You know, this is what a lot of credit unions should show when they hike the hill.
Absolutely.
They should be like, go to this website, just scroll through everything and check out what we're doing. Because for me, this is kind of like proof in the pudding. Because we talk about our difference, we talk about how we get out in the community, but these are pictures and videos and stories and stuff about what you guys do. It's proof, it's right there.
It's really cool. And that's what the Crashers actually, that was something they had in their discussions yesterday morning, asking James Marshall and people at the Cooperative Trust, why don't we have a site like this? And why is this not out there? And James said, we'll get to it later. And then we came in and talked about that. And James said, here, see, it's already out there. Yeah. There's this. You guys are thinking about these ideas. Now just go put them to use and use CU Social Good.
Right on.
The new site, we did a soft launch. Mm-hmm. The new site's up. We wanted to use the GAC to really launch it. And We got Paul Berry to talk about this morning. Amy DeGrelli from CUNA has been very supportive in getting the word out. And so we're putting it on the app all the time. Hey, you know, tell your story. So we got to get this thing to grow. We want everybody. The profiles are free. You know, you set up your profile. And the information is only as good as what we put in.
Right.
So we
got to
stay on top of it. Our staff is ready to help if you need help getting it on there. It does take some time and effort on your credit union to put the information in and get it out. But
and the other really good thing about that is, like Jeff said, our staff, Sean, one of our staff members, she's always continually looking for stories and press releases and things credit unions are doing and encouraging them to come to the site. And that's really also helped it grow a lot, that we have staff dedicated to growing this. And that's part of the reason why it is successful, is our staff is so passionate about it.
And once they find out about it, then she doesn't have to go out and get them in. They know where to go.
They just know where to go, and they can tell other people, and that's really helped it grow a lot as well. And very positive feedback from a lot of users that have used it, and just how they can take it, like you said, to their Hill, to their legislators, and tell them the wonderful things that they're doing.
And Ryan Branch at World Council.
Well,
that's the next step.
We're gonna corner him tonight at the Herb Wagner.
Go for it.
So, but we're in the process of building that back end, so that's the next step. Okay. And so that's coming. We'll let you know when that gets started, but with CUNA support and some other people, we'll get that done, and we're going to use it as a good awareness tool and a great advocacy tool. So.
All right, great message to end on.
All
Jeff,
right, thank you so much,
Katie.
Pleasure.
Well
yes,
done.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Work.
Thanks,
you guys. Are doing an awesome job.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Go to CU Social Good right now and report your good news.
Like and share.
There it is. Share it on.